In Sefer Liche Shleime, Sefer Psachim von Hagoyen of Shem Zaman Oibach, Zechavayim Avracha, it being there, Shem Zaman was just a shayla, if you can make a Sheva Brachas the night of Asar B'Tavis. So, Moshe, this week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday. We know every time is Siva, besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, every time starts in the morning. The fast starts in the morning, at night you're not eat. But what about making a Sheva Brachas, Moshe, this week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday? If there's a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night, can you make a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night? The Chayyad Yachastans this week, right? And no reason why not. And the Shtukal Pella to me that none of the places can speak about the Shaila. It seems to be Mislam Maisim every single B'chol Yom, every single year. Not B'chol Yom, but every year there should be Yachastans this week. So can you make a Sheva Brachas that night? But it seems no one speaks about the Shaila.
Why not?
The Chayyad, he doesn't explain the Shaila. But I was thinking that the Shaila would be, even though the time starts in the morning, but there is a Shem Asar B'Tavis already from the night. And my family, one halacha, the place can bring down, they say, B'loshin Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Bal Nefesh Yachmir on Tashma Shemita, the night of the Gimel Tzayim Asosa, the night of Simgadayin, and Shiva Sabatamas, and Asar B'Tavis. It's not Mikah Hadin, it's not as if Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. And the poskim say that if it's a leil tefila, you should not be machmir. Which on Tisha B'Av and people, of course, it is also. But a leil tefila, you should not be machmir. The poskim even say that mishum lekayim puruvu should not be machmir. Some of them came yet puruvu should not be machmir. But anyone else, it's, the notion is a bal nefesh should be machmir.
Alzheimer's.
Right. It's not common, right? I would think.
Right.
Very good, very good. Right. Now, Tzum Gedayah would be a Sheva Brachas would become out Masei Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
I've never heard of Sheva Brachas Rosh Hashanah. On the Chari, you could have Chassid at the end of Elul, and it would be a Sheva Brachas. On the Chari, it should happen. It should be the same Shana there also. Shavuos B'Tamuz should be more common, but that already, maybe it's poshut, that the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz, it may not be a tainus, but it's already been a mitzvah. I think the 3 weeks starts already from the night. I think this poshut starts from Shavuos B'Tamuz at night. So the shayla seems to be mainly a Asar B'Tavis. So Moshe, this week, if you had a chas this week, do you make a Sheva Brachas a Asar B'Tavis? So the shayla is... the night, it's the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks, I think. I'm not even sure. Right. Actually, I mean, I don't know. Can you make maybe mamash in the 3 weeks? If someone gets married 2-3 days with Shiva Sabatamas, the Chari, the Chasnas, until the 3 weeks, then can they make Sher Brachos every night of the 3 weeks? I don't know. Do people do that? But definitely the Shaila is should be very Motzi on Asar B'Tavis, and Shiva Pelna, the person doesn't speak about it. So Shem Zaman's answer was, the way they write, he told the person, Shevat HaSadif. He couldn't give him a straight answer, couldn't say whether it's Mutu or Asa. He just said, since it's a Shaila, it's a Shevat HaSadif, and he says, don't make a Sheva Brachas. And they write that Shem Zaman was Moisif, that Befrat, he had his own personal opinion that Sheva Brachas are very overdone. And he said that the Alta, there was no such minig amol to make Sheva Brachas every single night, the way we do today. And he quoted Chubis Sam Seifer and Ebenezer Simakuch of Days. Sam Seifer writes, Bezel Shaynai, his Lashon is, In my days, we never saw anyone make Shabbach, Yem Shayni Beelach, Shem Bracha. That anyone would make a Sheva Brachas after the night of the Chasna. Seifer writes that it was never done. It was only the night after the Chasna, by benching, after the Suda, they made Sheva Brachas, but already the next day, there was no such thing. V'rak Pam Achas, it happened one time in Maisa that somebody made a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, and there was a Godel there, and the Godel Paskin, yes, to make Sheva Brachas, but Lozong of Kol Medina. So I'm saying, right, as the ganze Medina, the ganze country was making a tumult bad, and like, who ever heard of Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, or any Sheva Brachas after? Now, even though it's Medina the Gemara, it's a Fesh Gemara, it's Kolach and Shulchan Aruch. But the Chassam Sefer says, we never saw anyone do it, and it's an Ayah Maisa. Definitely is not Chiev. I mean,
even when they had a minion, they didn't do it.
That's right.
I don't know why, but it doesn't sound like he's talking.
Well, the din is, the halacha is when you have a sudan l'kovet the chasen l'kala. It has to be a sudan l'kovet. When you make a sudan l'kovet the chasen l'kala, you make Sheva Brachas. If it's a regular Shabbos sudan, it's not l'kovet the chasen l'kala, then you don't make Sheva Brachas either. The teretz is our Shabbos Sheva Brachas. Is something extra, they're making a little, they bring extra food, something extra on Kavod HaChasen HaKalah, more guests, more Ochem, there's something extra on Kavod HaChasen HaKalah, more people.
What about the minute?
Yeah, of course. The Medina, the Gemara, you find the Gemara always talks about it, and you always find. But the Chassam Sofer is just saying it, it's never done. It's a miyoma, like Shemana v'leirinu. That's his lashon. And somebody did it one time, and they made it. It's a meyeng of Shemazam, and my uncle, I'll tell you, my uncle, Reb Michael Sherkin, he's a Tzangagir, and he's a Mechutin of Shemazam, and he's once sitting by a Sherev Brachas of Shemazam, and Shemazam turned to him and said to him, Azab Betel Tayer. He said to him, this whole thing is Azab Betel Tayer. That's what he felt. He said he came, you know, he felt obligated to come, but he felt that the whole, that was his opinion. So it could be his psak over here on the night of Aser B'Teves, and also this week, Wednesday night, was partly influenced by his opinion that, you know, Sherev Brachas are, maybe should not be done, or they're unimportant. Maybe a different Rav, a different Gadol who would hold more than Yiv Sher Brachas, maybe he would look the other way and look to make Sher Brachas. But Akoponim, that was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's Pesach. Chasana? Chasana, the night of Sober Tevis? That he doesn't talk about. Maybe if people won't do it as Mazel, you know, it's not, maybe it's not a Yerim from the Gadol Mazel. I could see. I don't know if it's brought down, but they do a chasnas. They make chasnas night of Sober Tevis. Mashal this week, they're chasnas Wednesday night. Oh, so maybe if they make chasnas, maybe Koshkin makes share brachas. I don't know.
Chasnas is very good.
Yeah, chasnas is mitzvah. I see. Shemazam is only saying because the share brachas is not important. Yeah, has share brachas.
Is
it a bit of terror? What? There's no chasnas. There's no chasnas. I don't want to say that. But that was the psak. But like, I think someone may have said, but Shlomo Zalman did say, if it would be denied of Tainis Esther, then Yitaka would make Sher Brachas. Even though it's also has a Shem Tainis Esther. And he doesn't explain it, but partially the reason is, there's a basic chiluk between the Tainis of Tainis Esther and all the other Dalat Tzaymas. The other Dalat Tzaymas are Din of Avelus, the Avelus on the Chubin. Tainis Esther is not a Venus. Tainis Esther is Bechama a Venus. It's Zeicha for the Tainis that Esther Malkah made in the Meis Megillas Esther. I was always thinking that Tainis Esther maybe is a little bit more than that. Tainis Esther is also a straight in Kabbalah, as Purim is a Merdei G'day from Kapara, straight in the Zohar Kodesh as Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like Yom Kippur. Me, Nidma, V'mi. Which do you compare on which? The smaller you compare on the bigger. If Yom Kippur is something, is a day which is compared to Purim, Vais Day says Purim is even a bigger Yom Kippur in a certain midah. Since we're coming into Purim with the Yom, which is Mordega Kapara, that's why it's Kedaita Fias to help the Kapara. The Indian of Atainus is, it helps for the Kapara. It says, if you mark a Chen of Adomri, it helps for the Kapara. It says, I think it's the same meaning for the Chasana Kala, B'Yom Chupasim, that they fast. The reason is they're having a Kapara, B'Yom Chupasim. When you have a Yom Kapara, you want to add to it a Tainus, the Kerev of Atainus. But there's no stira to Yom Kapara, to the day of Kapara, if I'm having a simcha from Sher Brachas. A Sher Brachas might be a stira to Avelus. If we hold Aser B'Teves already, the bissel of Avelus starts at night, the way the place brings down, by Nefesh Yachmin, after Bim Sham Shvitasek, then even at night you don't have a stira to the Avelus on the Chorban. But Tain says there's no Avelus, even though you're fasting for the Kapara on the day, but if you're doing a mitzvah, you're making a bracha, you're doing a Zavit Kans Chazal. You're making a Suda Smith, so there's other rabbis, there's nothing wrong with it. That's right, oh yeah. Right, it says no din about Nefesh Yachmi, but it's not because that doesn't mean there's no Shem Tainis Esther on that night.
No.
It could be, and the reason why we fast on Tainis Esther, we don't fast on Purim, is because Purim you can't fast. Purim is Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Same thing in Chuposa, you fast before the Chuppah, not the day of the Chuppah, not actually after the Chuppah, because it's not a day to fast. But you want to chop around the Tainis before. So that's what he says is posher that Leil Tainis Esther you could make Sher Brachas. Right. Okay. Yeah. But we don't want to even mark them after fast on Friday, which is a shtickle b'dievet, because it's not so important to be that day. Rechitza is also good, I think. Rechitza is called Gubi Zasa on the Gimel Tzaymus. It's not a Zavi Tishra from Kippur, but there isn't. Rechitza is called Gufay. Now I'm going to say Kol Gufay, take a shower or bath, Kol Gufay on the Gimel Tzaymus, but not Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther, even though it's a Tannis, and we face some food, from eating, but there's no Rechitza at all. And the same reason, because it's Rechitza is an Indian from Avengos, an Indian from Timusabel. But the Tainis Esther is in Kapara. Rechitza is not in for Kapara. It's not Shechs, but in for Kapara. Although I was saying it's in for Kapara. We only the Poshup Shem Tainis Esther is in for just a Zecha for the Tainis that Esther Malka made. Shem Zaman Erbach also is Mitzayin, the Beis Yosef, in the Eretz Devash, who are very machfulig in the chayma of Tzum Gedalia. Besides, in Tavkuf Nun, in the Eretz Devash, in Jush Beis, they speak about Berichas, the chayma of Asar B'teis Befrat. From all the tzaymis of B'teis Befrat, the Zeh Chama, it's like a Berach B'Shem the Bahag, I think a Pikabalah, that the Bahag said that if Asar B'teis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The only time is that if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. That's how chumra it is. And chayy the chumra is because the sarbateis was the beginning of the churban. That the fourth same is the abba same is our abba, and the sarbateis was when the Nebuchadnezzar Russia. That's when he started to lay siege on Yerushalayim, and he started the whole mechama. And then on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz he broke through the wall, and then on Tisha B'Av was the actual churban hagadol. And then on some Gedalia, it was after the Churban, Gedalia ben Yecharkam was Nerag, he was a Nasi, and many of them were killed that day. And Atzar started that day. But it all started with Asar B'Tavis. So Asar B'Tavis is really, this day is the beginning of the Churban, it's the day of Misabel. Rather, the way we're saying that they didn't have a Tainus on, we know Tainus in Yom Kippur is for Kapara, and we're saying maybe for Tainus, it's also for the Kapara of Yom Purim. So what's the meaning of a Tainus for Avelis of the Churban? If the other Tanaisim were for Avelis, so we complain a Tainus in Avelis. What's the first thing have to do with Avelis? It's in Avelis. Is that Shem Rama? Oh, the Tainus is it's more Shuva. And where does Shuva come into the down? The Teretz is we have to be, besides the Avelis, we have to have Shuva for our Avelis to cause the Churban. And as Rebbe Chazal said, "Kol Yom Shuri Nidl Beis Hamikdash." We have to feel Sakinu Chorav Yomav. As every today, every day there was a churban, and we could feel it every day. But befrat these days, like a Asar B'Tavis and the Dan Tzayim, we should feel that if it wouldn't be felt there is Haim, then we do tshuva today, then already we would have a Beis Hamikdash. So it's Sakinu Chorav Yomav. That's the nice thing. Another shayla in Alicha Shema they asked was there was a chasna on Yud Aleph Tavis. This year, Yud Aleph Tavis is Friday. It's not common to have chasnas, but let's say regularly, let's say a Sarba Tavis will come out on a Tuesday, and someone was getting married Wednesday night. So the Shaila is, you have to fast Yom Chuposai. He's fasting on Tuesday for Sarba Tavis, and then Wednesday, the next day, is Yom Chuposai.
Yud Aleph Tavis is Thursday night.
Oh, this year, Yud Aleph Tavis is. Okay, so let's say it's a chasna, but I don't think you're a chasnas. No, Yud Aleph Tavis is. No, this year. Isn't it? I'm sorry. Sarba Tavis is. Sarba Tavis is. It's Thursday, right. If to be a chasna Thursday night. Oh, so that would be. He would be fasting a Sarba Tavis for his chasna. That would be. Someone had a chasna Thursday night. It would be all together, not the Shayla. But the Shayla is, let's see, is a chasna. Is a Sarba Tavis 1 year comes down. Let's see. For example, Monday is a chasna Tuesday night. So he has to fast 2 days in a row. And it's shver to face 2 days in a row, even short tenesim, like this time of year, it's still not easy for us, because my name would face 2 tenesim. So Shama Zama said, Merdek Psak, he said, you don't have to face, the chasna gandhi can be so much on the tainus of a Sarba Tavis. If they're fasting 2 days before, they could say that tainus goes on the chuppah also. Let's say the Sarba Tavis was Tuesday and the chasna was Wednesday night, just fast Tuesday, Wednesday you don't have to fast, and be so much on the tainus of Tuesday for the chasna on Wednesday night.
You do that with your same
they say he doesn't talk about that, but he says that, and he brings Uriah. Shlomo Zalman brings Uriah to it from a Steich Hamid. He has a Yotzei Yud Aleph Tavis. I'm sure there are many.
Sure exactly
there's many.
I know someone who does three. He has two of his parents back to back.
Wow. Wow. We're gonna get that soon. What he said about Tainus from the Yotzei. But let's get back to this. Shlomo Zalman paskin that you could be samech on the tainus of Asar B'Tavis for the chuppah that's a day later, and his mokker is the Steich Hamid. The Hamid was just a shayla about someone that had to travel to his chasana. It was going to be, I think, the day after Asar B'Tavis, and while traveling, nothing to do with Asar B'Tavis. Was someone had to travel to his chasna, and in those days traveling was very difficult. They went by wagon; it was very, very bumpy, and fasting was very hard on them. So they wanted to know what they should do if they have to fast as a chasna kala. So the stechem paskin that since that day of the chasna they'll be traveling, and it's hard for them to fast the day they're traveling, fast a few days earlier. Just pick a few days earlier, make the tainus then, and that'll be for the chasna. So Shlomo Zalman said, you see from here that the tainus for Chasna Kalan doesn't have to be a mamash on that day. You could do it a few days earlier. I don't really understand the Tzushkel. was over there by Stechemet's case, they were making a tainus miyuchid for the chuppah. They taka made it earlier, they fasted a few days before the chuppah, but they had in zin, this tainus for the chuppah. In this case, Rosh Hashanah, they were fasting anyway for Sar B'Tavis. It wasn't a special tainus for the chuppah, they were fasting for Sar B'Tavis. Rosh Hashanah was saying a chiddush, you can be soymech and use that for the chuppah also. I don't know. Having some for the chuppah, but you can be chapping around both. Yeah. Does that work? Is that a raya from Sechemet?
But if you have one for this week Thursday night, it would be good, yeah?
It was all on the same day. Right. I don't know. Yeah, go give an extra time. You owe an extra time. So, yeah, I don't know. To me, the sushi is best. And Shemazama does say that the vidu, the minig is chosna kanal say vidu, the vidu they should say, as the vidu of Erim Kippur, the vidu they should say on the day of the chasna. It's not so clear to me. Does he mean that you should say? Does the Chemet say that also? I think Shlom Zalman says that. Should you do vide both days? Should you do vide on the day that you're fasting, and then again to vide with the tainus, or is it just the vide on the day of the chuppah? But it sounds like it's only vide on the day of the chuppah, and the vide doesn't have to be together with the tainus. Maybe you won't have the vide tzazamim with the tainus. Oh, so, you know, I was... Yeah, he says the Vida, yeah, Enochan. I was thinking, again, we're asking Rosh Hashanah on Chodesh Night Susha so much to Sechemet, because that was the time of Miuchid. But I was thinking, I don't know if anyone uses this, but for a lot of Chassanim and Kalas, fasting on the day of the Chasna is very difficult. They come to the Chasna, a lot of people don't fast well and they don't feel well. Could we make it until Chassanim Kala? If you don't feel well the day of a Tanis, fast 2 days before. Be makdamid. Maybe like the Stechemet said, if you're traveling the day of the Chasna and it's very hard to fast, he said, be makdam the Tanis a few days before and don't fast the day of the Chuppah. So maybe the same thing. Anybody that I was telling my one time I was by Chasna and the Chasna in the middle of dancing started getting sick, started vomiting, throwing up, being makey, and he had to go out. And he was mamish outside for like an hour and a half. The Chasna was waiting for him, and he pushed and got sick from the tainus. So it shouldn't happen to anybody. But maybe according to Stechemet, you should tell Chasna Kala they want to come to the Chasna, enjoy the Chasna, and be okay. Maybe we could tell them they don't want to lose out any from the. For the tainus, Yom Chuppah said, the Stechemet said, if it's difficult the day of the chuppah, you can do it a few days earlier. I'm not paskin. I don't know if it's done that way. But that was his psak. Shemazam said another chiddush. She said even if the Asar B'Tavis would be the day after the chasna. Let's say like this year, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday. If someone's getting married on Wednesday, well, that would be like you said, a chasna Wednesday night, the night of Asar B'Tavis. Does he have to fast Wednesday and again Thursday Asar B'Tavis? And it's difficult. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, the same thing. Be semech on the tainus of Asar B'Tavis for the chuppah also. And that's a chiddush. That's what it says afterwards. That's a, it's one thing to say Chemet said, you can be mocked on the tainus before. But here Shlomo Zalman is saying, you can be semech, especially the way we wanted to say that the tainus is for the kapara. I mean, you have the kapara, and as every little time you're waiting for the tainus, and then you'll finish it off the kapara with the tainus the next day.
He also brings the Stei Chemet, the shittus over there, that it's a Yom HaSimcha, so some shittus.
Oh, that he doesn't say that. But from Shlomo Zalman, I saw Shlomo Chiddush that what's talking to the din of a chasan and kala that comes out of Sar B'Tavis during the Sheva Brachos. You see from here that he held you do fast. The fact that they have their own personal simcha of Sheva Brachos is doicha tachanan, but it's not doicha the tainus of Sar B'Tavis. I don't know. I didn't know what the din is. I mean, you have to ask, but I just see he names him for the pashut that it's not doicha tainus. Chasan and kala that comes to tainus even in the middle of the Sheva Brachos. He seems to say for the pashut do fast. And he says this chiddush that if they need it, if it's difficult, they can be semech on that for their tainus of Yom Chuppah. I think others say also that for whatever reason Chasam Kal missed the tainus of Yom Chuppah, they can be mashlim it later on. I don't think they should. I think it'd be any time. Pick any day, and even if the chasna was in the summer, go pick a day in the winter, a short day, ready to be mashlim it. If you don't mind waiting for that schus, if you don't mind waiting for that schus, but then. Things are shaped, but that was his psak. We had today Baruch Shem a bris here in Beis Medrash bris Mila, but another shayla l'licha shleima. It's actually Rama. There's another shayla about if you have a bris on a Asar B'Tavis. We know when there's a bris, there's no tachman. What about Avinu Malkeinu? This week on a Asar B'Tavis Thursday, by every tainus we say Avinu Malkeinu. But what if there's a Birsin Shul? The same way you don't say Tachnun, do you say Avinu Malkeinu? So Be'emes Yisra Amor, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simetof Reish Bei, is Benagei Aser Sumei Tshuva. But Amor Paskin is that during Aser Sumei Tshuva, in case there's a bris, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. During Aser Sumei Tshuva, there's a bris Mingla, there's no Tachnun, but you say Avinu Malkeinu. But it doesn't say Benagei the Dal Tzaymus. The sound also, it should be a very common Shaila, Brisin on the Dal Tzaymus. And it doesn't say whether you say Avinu Malkeinu. So Shlomo Zalman was clarifying, maybe Avinu Malkeinu on Aser Sumei Tshuva is more important. It's more chama. And that's why we don't give up Avinu Malkeinu even by a bris. We have to say if Aser Sumei Tshuva. But Tanesim, maybe Avinu Malkeinu is less important. So maybe you do. Maybe you don't say it by a bris.
Abul
Amai. He doesn't say that. I don't know. He doesn't explain it. But what's the Ramos Chiddush? The Ramos does say a Chiddush that even by Bris you say Avinu Malkeinu. So maybe to be having me or not. Yeah, as I, maybe you're right. It's Kachem from Tachnun. And as I, we don't say, he does say, even though we don't say Tachnun, Avinu Malkeinu we say. But the Shaila was, what about by Dal Tzaymus? So that seems wasn't clear. But Maaser Shlomo Zalman said that we don't have a Mokka, but we should do like the Ramos says by Aser Sumei Tshuva, not be Mechalek. So if there's ever is a bris by a Sarah B'Tavis, or any of the Dalat Sim, Mr. Kumi B'Shem Zan Erebach, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. You say Avinu Malkeinu. On Bahab, places that actually fast Bahab, and they say Avinu Malkeinu, they had a Shiva steer. One time, Shlom Zalman was by Aminu Bahab, and there was a bris, and they were fasting, and he said, don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And it was a different time, he changed his mind, he said, yes, say Avinu Malkeinu. Like Bahab already was a...
Yeah, he said the
Spahab,
but it says
Mitzvah. Oh, yeah, it says Zaychama. Yeah, we don't even say on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, except by Nila. Wow, by us it speeds the. It makes a quicker davening, only by Nila. Before Shabbos, right?
No, it's just a regular
Shabbos. But he says they say on Shabbos.
No, so it's a
regular.
I know, yeah, this, but that's by all. I thought it was Minik Satma. Minik Satma. That's true, but the Minik Hasidim, I know the Satma and maybe others, they Bechalim say Avinu Malkeinu Batanesim. So, because it's only Aser Sumei Tshuva, maybe that was Bishom Zalman and Neubach, maybe that's what he meant, that we see that Aser Sumei Tshuva is Mochama. So that's what he's clearing, what about for us, Ashkenaz, that says it by Tanesim, maybe it's Mokal. And we won't say it by a bris. But he passed again for us, we say even by a bris. Even by a bris is a down sign, it's like a dekach. There's another sharing, Benegir Bichas Koyanim. In Eitzol, the Noyik to have Bichas Koyanim every day. It's every day by Shachris, and not by Mincha, except by Tainis. By Tainis, they have Bichas Koyanim even by Mincha. The reason is because you don't say Bichas Koyanim after eating. By Shachris, before eating, the Kahanim Kedochim could say Bichas Koyanim. But by Mincha already, it's after eating, and the reason is it's a chashash shikras that they have in Mishaka, and therefore there's no Bechas Koinim after eating on every day. That's right. Okay. We say also, about Tzvim also says here in Chuslar, that's right. The Koinim Kleh, what about a Koin who's a Chayla and he has to eat on a Tainus in a Moshna Yitzral? Does he go up to Duchin by Mincha? He personally had to eat. The whole everyone's the same Birchas Koinim in Eitzol by Mincha, but he had to eat. Can he go up and duchen? So Pichodesh, another place can say that only if he's the only Koyin. If he's the only Koyin, I'm sorry. Pichodesh says other Chaim say. Other Chaim say that if he's the only Koyin, then he should go up not to be mevatel Birchas Koinim. If there's other Kahanim, Betty should not go up. The Pichodesh, another place can say they say he could go up because since it's Yom Tainis, there's no Chashash Shechris. Even though this, that's the Yom Kippur, he's not going to drink mashkin hamashak. He's not going to drink wine. It's not chashash. But others say that only if there's no other kahanim. The Pesham Zalman, Paskin, like those Paiskim, only if there's no other kahanim. But he said, even if there's one kahanim, then he should go up. Because there's a big mayor that have two kahanim. We might have two kahanim, so if he's the second kahanim, he could go up. If there's already two kahanim without him, he should not go up. What?
This time he's letting him.
It doesn't say. Does he go out or not? It doesn't say. I gather, yes, the Kohen over here, I saw him on Yom, we have Bechus Kohen on Yom Tov. I saw a Kohen having a coffee before davening on Shabbos, And I got to ask him, do you eat before davening on Yom Tov? And he said to me, yeah, you know, cake, he eats. So I asked him, so how do you duchen? I never thought about it, but how do Kahanim even in Chusos, how do they duchen Yom Tov if they eat before davening? And he didn't know what I was talking about. And I explained to him the whole Indian, that's why we don't have duchening by Mincha, because, except in Yom Kippur, you know, Tanesim, because of Chashash Meshakeh. So he answered me, he said, well, it's only a Te'ima Ba'alma. There's no Chashash Meshakeh on that. And I think he's right. He answered good. He said, it's only a Te'ima. So, you know, it's not a Suda. That's why maybe that's the head of why. Oh, I'm not getting involved with the Issa of eating before davening.
Meaning he's Simon on the Heterim because it's Nechash, but it's the same with the Nien as a
Chayla. Oh, it becomes a Chayla. Right.
That's right.
The whole Heter to eat is the most in heaven says, so called Dam, so to eat before davening. But straight then, as you say, that's the reason is because of gaivas. Even from gaivas, a person eats before davening soon by Hashem. But a person eats because he's cholnosh, because he has a heart condition or something, or he has to eat before davening, that's not gaivas. He's not eating because of himself, he's eating because of he's not well. So that's not gaivas, so that's mutta. But what about the chashash meshakeh? What about that? How is the kohen duchen if he eats?
He
only eats what he needs. He feels he needs a little something to eat. He doesn't need wine. He doesn't. That's right. As much. Right. Oh, so that's the type. That was the
Nobody holds its
mood to
eat.
Right.
Nobody holds what they need, even though it's us. No, seriously.
Okay. If they don't have a head to chomosh, and we know the vaccine that we make on this. Rabavitch just have a line. Rabavitch just seems to say, "Essen of benish fresen." Fresen, yeah. They eat, but not that much.
We have a similar shana by Aliyah to be oiled by Torah. Or Mincha, somebody who ate in advance, can be oiled by
Torah. Right. That's all different shana. That's all different shana. Kivegus Shuv, we spoke at the Shuv one time, right? That's all different shana. Gala was claiming the poskim that tell a kohen who eats on a tainus, he could be oiled by Duchen by Mincha. I don't think they say this, but I was wondering if part of the het is because of the bizarreness of the kohen, that the kohen should not be mevuyish. And they came to Shul Tadav, and everyone has to know that he's a kohen. Maybe he shouldn't be embarrassed. He did kalocha. If he ate kalocha, nothing to be embarrassed about. But some people do feel funny, you know, that everyone should know about it. Maybe that's part of the reason they were mekel, that the kohen could be duchen. But upon him, it seems to be a machlokes. There's another shayla, someone who the doctor is telling him he's not a well person, he could fast one tainis that in a month. It's too much for him to fast two tainis in a month. And lamashal, if you have tzum gedalia and yom kippur, two tainis in a week, that's pretty poshut that we would tell him, eat him and tzum gedalia, make sure you fast yom kippur, obviously. Yom kippur is more important. But what about if you have shivasa batamas and tisha b'av in 1 month, and they're very close to each other, and the doctors feel he has to rest up after a fast. There's too much to fast two tanaisim in a month. He has to pick one. Shiva Asa Batamas or Tisha B'Av. Which one should he fast? So Shamazan brings down, there's an advice. We once spoke about this in a previous year. The advice talks about someone who's a base asurim, someone who's in prison, he's in jail, and they give him a shus, the melech gives him a shus to go out one day in the year. Should he wait for a day for a mitzvah deraisa, like Shaifa, Tia Shaifa, or for Sukkah? Or should he go out right then and there? He has to daven with a minyan. Right now I have a mitzvah to daven with a minyan. And don't push it off. And don't push it off. And go out right away. He says, Lashon, a mitzvah, the Rav Paskin, go out that day in Fatig. Right now you have a mitzvah to with Tzibah. Mitzvah bong yod chatach mitzena. And go out right then. And invite the come Shaifa, come Sukkah, you'll be an Einus and finish your Einus. He doesn't talk about tefillin. He says tefillin b'tzibah. Maybe he had tefillin in prison. His case was tefillin b'tzibah. He tells him for tefillin b'tzibah. He imagines for tefillin b'tzibah. He tells him that you're mechuyev in tefillin b'tzibah. You're not going every day because you're in jail. You got reshus to go out. Right the next day you're nainus. You don't think about it. Yeah. But that kedai kach. That's what the Dvaz held. Maybe the Dvaz held is more of a chiyev than others. The others are mafakar. It's a chiyev or it's a maila. That's not his reason. His reason is because mitzvah only yod chatach mitzana. When you have a mitzvah, you don't push it off and finish. You don't make the chesbonos. And your next mitzvah will be you'll be an einus and finish. You don't think about it. Right, that's what he's saying. Right now you do what you must. Right, that's the svara. Right now you're machuyev. But the ma'isa, so according to that svara, in this case, we should tell him fast on shivasa b'tamas. Right now you're machuyev. Don't. Well, maybe some gedalia. I was saying some gedalia also. Uh-huh. Well, he has to talk about that. I don't know. He just talks about koin tishvat v'az. He wants to say you would fast on shiras v'tamaz and shveta and tishvav you be nice. Well, the ma'aser of Shlomo Zalman told the person not to do that. He says eat on shiras v'tamaz and fast on tishvav. He says we don't pass like the advaz l'halacha. Interesting. He seems to be saying even the jail case. I don't know what his mock is, but he's saying even in the jail case we were not doing like the advaz. We told the person wait for Mr. Daisa. The Mishnah Melech brings it down, but that's what he's asking.
If
he would fast today, he'd be an onus of chayil. He would be a chayil and be an onus.
Yeah, but
was there an option to do both of them?
Mix for both? No, he doesn't say that. Probably is accomplishes nothing. You know, I mean, it's something. Half a times is something, but you mean the chaper? Not yeah, yaitze. It is. Some person who's a chayil can only fast the chatzai should do that, but.
Nobody skips breakfast and then
he fasts today. Okay, another chiddush in the Hichashem I saw, Shlomo Zalman said, if Chashom is Sefer Torah, if they're not of an Aron Kodesh, Shlomo Zalman said, is that we know the Lachas of Sefer Torah falls down. The Gemara says in Makot Chavov that you fast. Everyone that sees the fast, if a person closes his eyes, maybe he doesn't see it, he'd be potter, but anyone in Beis Medrash that saw it has to fast. But Shlomo Zalman said the chiddush. If you medayik in the Gemara says Sefer Torah shenachal miyodai. Sefer Torah falls on a person's hand, then there's a chiyuv tainus. Rachman son. But Shlomo Zalman wanted to paskin. I think it was Ma'aseh Shehoyah. Someone opened up their chiddush, and Rachman son, the Sefer Torah fell out by itself. He said there's no chiyuv tainus in that, because the Gemara just says if it fell out of a person's hand, there's a chiyuv tainus. Not if it fell out by itself. Now what's the svar? It's maybe meduyik in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is talking about more of a. More common case of one son, but he seemed to be mechalek, and he said if it falls out by itself, there's no chiyuv tainus. Because that we don't have in the Gemara. The inyan of tainus on the yod side that we were talking about before, it's a Gemara in the Dorm Daf Yud Beis. It's a loch and shulchan aruch and hechas avelos simit shinai and vav siftalad. The fast on the yod side, but Shlomo Zalman said already it was manenu if neichushas adoyus because people are shvach and tenesim really are difficult for us. But the belt is make on this tainus, and I think most people do not fast on the yod side. I think the reason really is also because of Bittul Torah. It's hard to learn on a Tainus. And if that's like the reason, then on the other side, a person should feel as long as he's eating, he should have to learn the whole thing, learn as much as he can. If he's not, if he has a job and he has no choice for his panasa, but he should also try to learn as much as possible that day, if that's the reason why he's not fasting on the outside. Then he put that mice when he gave a cholam ra. It's a whole perik in brachas last perik aroya that on a cholam many a few block of mar on chaman slan a bir chalaimis a person should fast. So Shlomo Zalman writes a mice. He heard from Hagoyim Zangirim Bengus the Rav Yishlayim told him when he was a younger man and he was still in Europe. He's a Volozhin originally. When he's still in Europe, the Yitzchak Chonon, the Pesach Gadol, came to his town. He was a younger man and he went in to meet the Gadol. And he was talking to him and he told him a personal problem he has, that he has many times, very often, Choloi Misra. He has these bad dreams and he has to fast. And he feels that the fasting is staring his learning. You know, he doesn't have kechus, he's not learning properly that day. So Yitzchak Chonon told him, there's nothing but a tzasi yetzer. The yetzer is coming to you, he wants to stop you from learning. How could the yetzer stop as a masma if it was unmoving being from learning? He gives you a cholam ra, makes you fast, it's all a tzasi yetzer. And he gave him advice, what you should do is, every night before you go to sleep, you should learn over the few black gemara on cholam misra and brachas. And if you learned it before you go to sleep, then even if you think about it, you're potter. Because the halacha is, if you thought about something in the day, and then you dream about it at night, it means nothing. It's only because you thought about it in the day, it means nothing. So I was thinking, this Eitzah is very good for Bzong and Bangus. Tell him, go and learn a few block of Murray before you go to sleep, you know. If you give me that Eitzah, I would not have a bad dream for another reason. I'd be up a whole night trying to finish the Gemara, you know. For him, it was an Eitzah, and he got to say that he started doing it, and all the Cholemis just stopped in Gansen. That wasn't even his Eitzah. They didn't tell him the Cholemis to stop. He was giving him Halacha at the Vagmaisuf, and that's close to stop entirely.
That was a riot
in Utah. Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good. Very good. on this from another minute, just say kutzavot on the said we learned yesterday of a yigash. I think it's the mamash can sign Amita Shaltaya, about from Chaim Berlin. The Pasuk state when Yosef HaTzadik, when he revealed himself to his brothers, he gave the Shvatim matanos. The Pasuk says, Achum nasan lish chalifas ma'alais, he gave to each brother a change of clothing. And to Binyamin nasan shonish meis kesef, v'chomish chalifas ma'alais. And to Binyamin he gave 300 kesef and 5 changes of clothing. Reb Chaim Berlin was medayek. He said, if you look at the Pasuk, the word chalifas is twice. The word change of clothing is twice in this Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk, chalifas is ma'alais with a vav. Ches lamed fei vav sof. And the end of the pasuk, if you look in the pasuk, chalifa is chasa without the vav. Ches lamed fei sof. It's a shtickle pella. Like in one pasuk, you have the same word twice, and first it's moly, then it's chasa. What's pshat? So Chaim Berlin said, he said, is the aside from Rashi in Pashkisisa, in the pasuk of the luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Hasinai, the luchais is written also chasa. Luchais is lamed ches sof, without a vav. And Rashi spells in that Rashi says Luchas Ksiv. Luchas is written Lamaches Sof with that above. Shehoyu Shtein Shavais, because both were equal. They're both exactly the same measurements, both Luchas. So you see from Rashi aside that whenever a word is Zloshin Rabim and it's written Chasa, it comes to tell you that they are equal measurements. Because Mamega is very good, this Pasuk. In the beginning of the Pasuk, Chalifais is going on the clothing he gave to the brothers. Over there, Mestam, each brother was a slightly different height, a little an inch taller, an inch shorter, slightly different height. As a Mela, every change of clothing was different, it was different sizes. So there it says Khalifa Ismale with above. But by Binyamin, it says he gave him Chomish Khalifa Ismale, so he gave him 5 sizes. It was one person, and he was one person, and he was one size. Every set of clothing was the same size. That's why it's Chasa. Because when it's Chasa, it's Kum Shavis. I was thinking of it, maybe a different Shav, Kenzai Neuchat Midishatayr. This is Chaim Berlin, the Sifsan. He's a Rav of Moscow and Shpet the Rav of Yerushalayim. I go in Chaim Berlin. I was thinking maybe a different shot. There's a Vavusta Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, how did Yosef HaTzadik give more to Binyamin than the other brothers? Something that he suffered from, Pshutei Shemikra, Yosef suffered from jealousy that he had the Ksenus Pasim. He had the extra coat that the brothers didn't have. He suffered from jealousy. Now he's doing it to his brother Binyamin that they should be jealous of him, that he got more clothing. So the Gemara is a terror. So Binyamin Yefes, Remez Ramaz Leishasim Latzismenu Ben, Sheyesim Fnei Melech Bachmish Luchim Alchas. So the Remez that he's going to have a son, Mordechai Yeshimini, who's going to come Shev Binyamin, he's going to be in front of the Melech with the Chamesh Luchim Alchas. It was Remez. But the Goyin Yisakasha, it's not really answering the question because it's still Kina. How does it take away the Kina? Now the Goyin doesn't explain the Kasha because maybe they take away the Kina because he explained he's only doing it as a Remez. But the Teretz says, I don't think Yosef explained the Remez to them. Because then everybody would know that it was should be Messiah by Klai Yisrael that he's going to be Enokol Binyamin who's going to come in front of the Melech, and they should have expected it to happen by Mordechai, and it seems it was a whole surprise, no one knew it was coming. So I don't think, yes, I think it was more together, Mesnaba Veni De Mashna Snaba. I think it was just like a rem as he was doing, he didn't even realize why he was doing it, and they didn't know about it. So mainly the fact that the guy in the Kasha, the Chayde was Kina. So the guy says, a text like this, he says that the real teretz is why there wasn't a kinnah was that Yosef gave to the brothers more one piece of clothing was more expensive, and to Binyamin he gave 5 sets of clothing which was an equal dollar value, but it was 5 sets, but there was no kinnah. For example, he gave to each shevet, to each brother, he gave $1,000 suit, and to Binyamin he gave 5 $200 suits. There's no kinnah there. Everybody got $1,000. Everyone got $1,000 suits, and here each one got 5 $200 suits. And the reason why he did it that way. Well, he had something in him to do a remez. I don't know if he knew or not. Maybe it was Mesnaba. He was doing it, he didn't even know why. He was doing a remez. And the remez was to. It wasn't two wife. Someone in Milsahi, a two zef this chus, that this will be Hatzol.
It's the same. Needed 5 to be
Miram. To be Miram is right. Whatever that is. But that's why there was no kinnah, because everyone got the same amount. Oh, that's the Goyin. So I wanted to show too. Maybe this Goyin's vod will fanfis kash also. That's why by the brothers it says Chalifais Moli with a vod, because each one got an expensive suit. And Binyamin got Chomish Chalifais Chosa, because each one was less and less expensive. It's good. Also, maybe also fanfis kash. I think no more. But, oh, then this is Sabbatayr should say, yeah, Hapech HaKash Baruch Hu Miyogin L'Simcha.